It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it is tea time, and we are kicking things off with Justin Bieber. This was very scary. He revealed that he was diagnosed with Lyme disease, an infection caused by bacteria commonly carried by ticks.
As humans, we go through so many ups and downs, so many good seasons, bad seasons.
So he's revealing, like, a lot of people were, and I too, I will admit, and Liv says the same thing. We're kind of like, he's just been looking not like himself lately, just kind of like rough, and his skin's been really bad. And then he's like, hey, this is why people have been mean to me, saying, oh, I'm on meth, I've been doing all these things. Well, here's the real deal. Was diagnosed with Lyme disease. Not only does it have serious chronic effects on me, like my brain function, energy, overall health, but my skin, my appearance. And he wants everybody to know that he has Lyme disease. Roughly 300,000 Americans are diagnosed with it with every single year. So that'll come out in his documentary, which debuts in just basically 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited for this documentary.
Yeah. So it's interesting that he didn't wait until it came out, but I guess he's dropping the news now. So of course we hope he gets better and feels great. Well, on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, director Quentin Tarantino, who's always a spark plug, he was on there crediting none other than the Golden Girls for helping launch his career.
Get was for an Elvis impersonator on the Golden Girls. And so I did this Golden Girl, and it's like Sophia's Wedding is what it was. It became a two-part Golden Girl. So I got paid residuals for both parts, all right? And it was so popular, they put it on a Best of the Golden Girls, and I got residuals every time that showed. And that kept me going during our pre-production time trying to get Reservoir Dogs going.
So thank Golden Girls for Reservoir Dogs.
It's connected to Betty White.
I love Quentin Tarantino's energy. It's like when you listen, those people with that kind of energy, so amazing. It's like you've had a Red Bull after like being in their presence. That's so cool. And speaking of Elvis, it was his birthday twins yesterday. He would have been 85. Well, moving on to Adele, she's had a major weight loss. She's lost 40 pounds, and she credits it for the Cirque food diet. And now Dr. Oz is kind of explaining that.
The Cirque diet that Adele uses, fine. We have System 20, which is a fabulously popular approach, but it's coming down to the same basic ideas. Make yourself a list of foods that you absolutely adore that happen to be good for you. They're nutrient rich, but not a lot of calories, and they allow you to eat a lot of food and get through your day without feeling like it's a struggle.
I love that. So you take the foods you actually like and enjoy that are healthy, and then you focus on those. And Adele, she's getting mixed reviews. She's lost a lot of weight kind of fast, it seems, but her appearance, that's what happens when you lose weight really fast. Like, people are saying, oh, she should do fillers now in her face because she looks a little gaunt and, like, kind of aged her, which happens a lot. I remember Bill Clinton lost a lot of weight pretty fast, and he looked like he aged 10 years. It's just rough.
There's nothing good unless, like, you can stay skinny your whole life or in shape. Once you're overweight, there's always repercussions. But forget how you look. It's how you feel. And I'm sure Adele's feeling great. Yeah. But, yeah, I saw the photo. I'm not judging. But, like, it did not look like the Adele I remember from Hello.
Yeah.
It was a little different, but good for her.
Yeah. Oh, I think she's beautiful no matter what. And so is Lizzo. However, fitness expert Jillian Michaels is getting heat. She was on BuzzFeed's AM to DM, and she's talking about Lizzo. She loves her music, but maybe we shouldn't be emphasizing her body.
I personally found and I love celebrities like Lizzo or Ashley Graham who are really preaching self-acceptance.
I love her music. Yeah, 100%. I don't know anything about her. I'm sure she's a cool, awesome chick.
Yeah, and I love that they're putting images out there that we normally don't get to see of bodies that we don't get to see being celebrated. And
Why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? That's what I'm saying. Like, why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes.
Well, I want to ask you.
I'm just being honest. Like, I love her music. Like, my kid loves her music. But there's never a moment where I'm like, and I'm so glad that she's overweight. Like, why do I even care? Like, why is it my job to care about her weight?
So Lizzo, we know she can be feisty. It'll be interesting to see her response.
She brings up some very interesting points. And this is coming from a guy that's very big himself. I don't know. I think it's an interesting question to raise. I don't have the answers, though. You can let us know what you think. You can tweet us anytime. Joe and Mackenzie. Also, check out the T. Just text in JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. You'll see that up at joemackenzie.com. We all know about etiquette, like eating at the dining room table, but do we know about digital etiquette? I apparently am very bad at it. Very, very bad at it.
I don't even know the etiquette. I feel like I'm an etiquette person.
Well, it's going to sound weird, but I'm going to teach you some etiquette coming up next, okay?
Oh, this will be fun.
All right, we're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.